Despite the Senate panel's order to halt and cancel the contract for purchasing 1,010 new cars for tax officers, the chairman of the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, Rashid Langrial, announced plans to purchase vehicles for young officers, citing the operational need for the vehicles. Speaking to the media in Karachi, Langrial explained that the concerns raised by the Senate committee had been addressed satisfactorily, and the fiber would meet its tax collection targets. He added that the work of forecasting and predicting tax figures had not yet been undertaken. On the issue of cement prices, Langrial suggested that the Competition Commission should take action. Regarding Karachi's significant tax collection, Langrial pointed out that the city hosts the headquarters of major companies and multinational corporations, which contributes to the high volume of tax collected. The fiber chairman also informed the media that a vehicle tracking system would be installed in trucks and vehicles within 2 to 3 months. It's noteworthy that 4 days earlier, the Senate Standing Committee on Finance had instructed Fiber to halt the purchase of 1,000 vehicles worth 6 billion rupees for its officers. Committee member Faisal Vada had raised concerns about the 386 billion rupee tax shortfall, urging the Fiber to address this issue before proceeding with the vehicle purchase. Vada also stated that if the vehicles were purchased, he would take the matter to the National Accountability Bureau, NAB. Earlier, the issue of fiber purchasing vehicles for its officers had reached the Senate's Standing Committee on Finance. During a meeting chaired by Senator Salim Manvi-Wala, the committee debated the plan to buy over 1,000 vehicles at a cost of 6 billion rupees. The fiber defended its decision, arguing that providing vehicles to grade 17 and 18 officers would help improve revenue collection through better enforcement. Can computers conduct raids, seal factories, or check unregistered businesses? The fiber questioned in a written statement submitted to the Standing Committee. The committee decided to halt the purchase, with Senator Salim Manvi-Wala questioning whether field officers previously used bicycles. Senator Faisal Vada criticized the purchase in light of the massive tax shortfall, calling it an unacceptable scandal and urged that the funds should be directed towards reducing the tax deficit instead. If the fiber can recover the 384 billion rupees tax shortfall for the first half of this fiscal year, the Standing Committee would recommend giving 16 billion rupees, said Vada. He warned that if the vehicles were purchased, he would take legal action against the fiber. The fiber assured the committee that the vehicles would be provided only to field units and that no officer stationed at the headquarters would receive one.